All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple of minutes when the numbers stabilize and once people stagger their way to Mumble. We've had a lot of activity here recently, both Ops and Eurovision yesterday, last night, and lots of boozing, lots of partying, lots of excitement. John Hartley wants this to be quick because there's some stabbers he wants to kill. All right. I want to thank everybody for all of the effort that you guys have gone through in the last couple of days. I know it's been a while since we had a big herfety blurf screaming from the rooftops, all ping kind of non-Sigs and Squads, non-Jeff, nudge, nudge, wink, wink kind of form up. And, you know, it was kind of a gut check, right? You know, we've been dealing with all the CCP nonsense. There's been chaos under heaven in general. And, you know, I didn't really realize, I didn't really know whether people would turn up properly when I said, hey, there's this thing we're going to do in T2. There's going to be hijinks. It's going to be awesome. We had already purged two regions. We were starting to chew on the third. And I've been absolutely delighted with the turnout. You motherfuckers have turned up with bells on. You formed up hard. You formed up angry. And we've already seen the puppies begin to scatter exactly as we expected them to do. Actually, that's not true. I didn't expect them to immediately run back to 4060p. I mean, it kind of makes sense. We've seen that before from Constantine the Sincere. I did expect some degree of, oof, the Imperium still exists and hasn't gone anywhere from the pubs. But it was really gratifying to see them scatter. Now, I'm going to acknowledge that people have been tryharding like motherfuckers in the last few days. Myself included, and a lot of us have hangovers or a little bit fragged. We're taking a little bit easy today when we have opportunities to kill things. Well, at least I might say that. I don't want to speak for John Hartley, and he wants to kill these fucking stabbers. So we are going to hit our bullet points, and then those of you that wants to get some blood on your hands or have had enough, whatever your hangover cure of choice is, I like green tea with honey myself, to get back out there and kill. Okay, so what do we got? I want to just start this off by talking about Trent Chillin. I didn't talk about him on the meta show, but in case you did not see this glorious motherfucker, oh boy, this is a goon hero, right? When we have the old school propaganda, every ship counts sort of posters, this fucking goon in a Merlin with, I can only imagine, an entire hold full of ammo. I don't know how long it took him, but he found a target, a offline POS or whatever it was that he got, and he managed to, with a Merlin in Innsmouth, kill a hostile Hell and a hostile Nyx that were waiting to be delivered. That was just fantastic. He absolutely deserves the shout out. Just astounding. Astounding. Great shit. So, where do we stand? So, as you guys have now seen, we didn't really want to say this in advance because, you know, just basic OPSEC, PL and NCDOT have deployed against us. They have deployed to a system called XVV in MNC. We believe that they were intending to deploy a little bit more aggressively against us, and so to throw them a proper welcome party, we got everyone together and attacked T2, and then we did the little flip there. So a little bit more chaos. I appreciate you guys turning up on Ops when I tell you there's going to be hijinks. And even on days where people are a little tired with Eurovision and all the other things that have been going on, we are now starting to see the enemy is finishing some of their move ops. We're seeing some hostile fleets around. There was a Pandemic Horde Vulture group out earlier. We did see last night Pandemic Legion briefly undocked a Paladin fleet and then redocked it. But the point, my friends, is that there are some shiny fucking doctrines around here that we have an opportunity to stab repeatedly in the face until they beg for mercy or retreat another region. We'll see how it goes. So eyes on, and we'll see as these guys finish their move ops what's going to happen. I don't want to talk too much about future plans. Everybody gets your free future plans bingo square right there. And yeah. I'm trying to organize this because I have a few sort of scattered bullet points for you, and it's kind of in the afterglow of having really done it properly the last couple of days. So, there were a lot of things that I'm happy about besides just Trent Chillin, besides the pubbies having to pick less than optimal staging systems for their deployments, beyond laughing as Constantine the Sincere, who is incidentally about to be giving another mini soda, so we should have some more hilarious comments from him that hopefully the Black Hand will get for us. What I saw here particularly was we asked you guys to deliver your F2s. We asked for people to turn up and do more than just press F1. And in particular, we asked for hackers, and a shitload of you guys actually did it, right? And we made the FozzySoft process a whole lot easier all the way around because you glorious motherfuckers actually turned up and we asked you to do this. A particular shout out also for Vex to Snipe, who has been doing a lot of organization and assistance behind the scenes and in front of the scenes to make sure that our hacking goes smoothly, and I really appreciate that. Please join GSFOE if you haven't, if you're interested. You don't have to join GSFOE, but if you're into the hacking thing, you can either bring an F2 hacker along, you can get involved in GSFOE. There's a lot of opportunities there. So that was pretty cool. And this is absolutely not bingo bait, guys. This is absolutely not a hungover fireside. BP asks a completely legitimate question, which is, where do people post questions or see chat for the fireside? Definitely not bingo bait, which is, of course, here in Elysium and conference.goonfleet.com. If you're recently a member of Goonswarm, if you join from wherever, don't try to ask questions in the mumble chat window because I have it in minimal mode. I will literally not see it. So please ask your Q&As in Elysium. So there's some opportunities here. We know that we got all of our banners together. We know we put a shitload of dudes on the field. We know that the pubby's scattered. But what I want you guys to keep in mind is that not only are they starting to come out of their little hidey holes, again, Vulture fleet, maybe we'll see a Paladin fleet, we'll see some other things, but these motherfuckers sieged our staging Fort Azar in 3L the other day, before we did all this, with more than 160 dreadnoughts. So they got together a whole bunch of anti-cap dreadnoughts and they brought them into the theater because they were just going to do this and we were supposed to sit there and take it and feed them more dreads or something or other. And they got really angry that we responded to the strategic threat like it's a strategic threat. So as we are doing these things, as it is still, quote, SIGs and squads and Jeff and all this other fun stuff, I want you guys to remember that these fuckers have 160 plus dreadnoughts, and that was before their move up, and they flashed those cards. I don't know why they showed us that they had that many dreads, because the entire point of a dread bomb is to keep it fucking secret until you drop it on somebody, but we are calculating in all of our projections that the bads have north of 160 dreads before these most recent move ups from PL and NC dot. Therefore, there is at any time a high likelihood of a cap fight taking place. So even if you're resting, even if you're nursing your hangover, whatever is going on, they brought those dreads here to fuck you, and I want to fuck them instead. So please pay attention and be at least half of an eyeball on Jabber and Discord and paying attention to your friends so that if people start screaming about a fucking cap fight, you can get there, because it is very rare, it seems, that we have a chance to get the pappies together and actually have them put something on the field that we can murder. And now they've all congregated into this lovely little zone in Tinnerfist, and we want to absolutely take those opportunities if they present themselves. So stay alert. We have a few other random things that are not directly related to stabbing Pappy in the face forever. One of them is the Empire in Delve has an inexhaustible need for PI products. We really need PI, guys. You keep hearing about PI, PI, PI on Firesides. It's because we need these things to build Fort Azars and sugar and spice and everything nice, right? We need the fucking PI. Rat Knight is spamming the thread for a good reason. You should also train dreads. That is absolutely true. Thank you for pointing that out. In terms of training dreads, in terms of getting PI, what else is happening in Delve that's new? Well, we have a GEZ for caps and super caps that has been turned on. So there is a place. It is, I believe, in 7 UTB, and you are welcome to check that out. CCB has made it easier to build caps and super caps. It's not as wonderful as it was before. It's not as stupid as a 90 billionist Wyvern. So people want to have the lines turned back on, and Kunmi has provided. The Adge has the more detailed and more accurate listing, 5TAC6 and 39P. There we go. So there's a whole GZ there. And I believe that was a joint project between Kunmi and Billy Bop and GSOL. So congratulations to you guys. So yeah, basically we do want to get the lines up and running and goons in dreads and blow. I really want to kill this Pappy Dread fleet if we get a chance. There are other shout-outs to give. This is just a big pile of fucking shout-outs, guys. You guys did really, really well the last few days. Hell, the last few weeks, considering all the nonsense we've had to navigate. The dev team continues to do good work. We have both improvement with our fleet management app. Devilcrafter and I were talking about that earlier, as well as a bunch of ESI tokens. Like the ESI system has been fixed. So if you need to check to make sure that your ESI is working, and if it's not fix it. This is particularly important for altcorps because we are now at a point where most people who have been told what to do have fixed their ASI tokens, and we're going to start going through and pruning out the altcorps that have CEOs that have invalid tokens. So unless you want to see a whole bunch of corps get thrown out an airlock like a muck dot, please make sure your shit is fixed. Taking a look. I'm getting a lot of questions about Hero Coalition and this fucking dumbass, right? There are tons of idiot people in EVE Online who cannot keep their mouths shut. Like, that is a prime example of it. They touch the poop. Haha. There's really not much more to say. The entire reason why that dude went and he made that big thread to Grandstand is because he wanted attention. So basically, you can point and laugh at the homophobes and go like, Jesus, what the fuck is up with this? And then beyond that, if they're still desperate to nail themselves up on a cross, just ignore them, right? When somebody you don't like is begging for attention, the best way to fuck them is to pay no attention to it all. It's not so much like, you know, that's basically it. I'm not going to talk about them more on the fireside. Fuck them. Who cares? Pubby's gonna pub. They belong in Providence. Screw them. Let me take some questions related to something more interesting. Train for dreads? Absolutely. This is a better question. Should we train for dreads, carriers, and supers even if we can't afford to buy the contract in preparation? Yes, absolutely. You should train. Because one of the things that we have here in Delve, especially as we're getting the foundries going again, is that you have a whole pile of resources that you can use to build up your own economic engine, right? You can join GSISC, which is a lovely Jabber channel if you haven't gotten in there. If you are aiming for building up your industrial capacity or your capital capacity, that's how you do it. Back in the day, we'd say join GSISC and then like get your first work wall and then get four work walls and then you're getting carriers and dreads and one titan and then two titans, one shield, one armor. That's how we like to do it here in the Imperium. But now it's not so much with work walls. There are things that are a lot cheaper for you to get into. So Cricket Fleet, which is a thing that the Locust SIG has been doing wonderful things with. They're heading up into LOSEC and they're making tons of ISK just using fucking mining barges. So there's a lot of opportunities there and you don't need to actually have the skills yet for a Dread or a Titan or a Supercarrier to begin working towards them. Lots of questions about CSM stuff. We have a whole bunch of people who are running. We haven't finalized the ballot yet. The main candidates from the Imperium are going to be sort of the usual suspects. That meaning, as I've mentioned this before, we have Brisk Rubal, we have Kaznir, we have Angry Mustache, we have Pando from Initiative is also running, and then we're going to figure out who is on the down ballot. We will invite you to exercise your right to freedom of choice by voting exactly the way that the state will tell you to vote. We will give you a ballot with a link that you can click. When the time comes and voting opens, that will automatically fill everything for you so you don't have to worry your pretty little heads about what you're supposed to do. And in the meantime, in the smoke-filled back rooms of NullSec, we are going to be organizing the ballot and doing the usual favor trading with other entities to see what we can do. Now remember, it is a single transferable vote system. CCP has repeatedly changed the system of the CSM to prevent us from just taking the entire thing over completely. So as usual, I want to set expectations to a reasonable level, and that is if we get 3 seats from the Imperium, we're very happy with that. If we get 4, that's bonus round. And if we get 5, they'll probably change the voting system again specifically to keep us from doing it again. So there you go. All right, let me see what else we got here. I want to apologize to everybody. Instead of having screaming, herfing of blurfs today, I am a little bit under the weather. I'm sure a lot of you are as well. We've put in a lot of work recently and drunk a lot and eaten a lot. And I just have a lot of shout-outs. I got a lot of good news. You guys have been doing the fucking work, and I'm happy to hand out the gold stars. I hope that everybody that got back from FanFest with a little bonus COVID is doing well. People have been reporting that if they were able to get a hold of the Paxlovid, or however the fuck you're supposed to say it, the antiviral, Mergelton was saying that he was getting a little scared, and that when he got the antiviral, it took it down from like a 7 of 10 out of 10, Jesus Christ, what the fuck, down to a 1 out of 10. Of course, it's a situation of inoculums. Like, if you're in FanFest and you're a well-known, like, player person and people are going to be breathing on you repeatedly, you're going to get a higher dosage of the plague, and there's that. But hope everybody feels better. Try to get the antiviral if you can, if you have available, and we hope everybody gets over this shit successfully. So stay safe. All right. Let me take a couple other questions, and we are going to call it such that John Hartley can chase things around, and those of you that want some more murder can find some pubbies to stab. Arenda says, if they change the voting systems to screw us again, can we make sure to put Aerith and Sion onto the CSM next time? We'll do Aerith, Sion, and Zenuria all together. Can we glass Pravi or something? No. So here's the thing, guys. If you have a dumbass racist or you have a dumbass homophobe, right, there are people that disagree with everybody in EVE Online. Some of them are shitty people, right? And we have a habit of shooting them in the Imperium. And I know everybody's mad about this Gladiators of Rage thing. But we're not going to divert what we're doing just to go shoot these fuckers, because if we had to do that, we would have to spend all of our time chasing these fuckers around. This is why we have the blacklist. They've been blacklisted. You never have to worry about them again. They can go be shitty people in some other sort of place, and you don't have to worry about it. As the ad says, we ban them. We're blacklisted. We can move on. We actually shoot people like that all the time. The only reason why we're talking about them here is because they decided to do a big plea for attention on Reddit, and now you guys are riled up. So basically, the best thing to do when they're begging for attention is ignore them, you know, blacklist them, and move on. So that's what we're going to do. It's kind of like the Matterall situation. Stop making stupid people famous. I like that GoldenEye. That's good. All right, what else do we got? We got some PI stuff. We did some dev shoutouts. We did some GEZ discussion. We talked about F2. We talked about F2 hackers. We gave Vex a shoutout. We talked about Trent Chillen and how he's a fucking goon hero, which he is. We talked about how you need to fix your ESI tokens, particularly if you have an alt corp, because we're going to be going through that and unfucking that shit. And there are fleets that are going to be going up here soon, I believe. If let me check this ping. Yep, 50 stabbers next door to kill. That was 3 minutes ago. Go ahead and go help John. Kill those fuckers if you'd like. That is going to be it for this week. Thank you guys for coming. Keep fleeting up. Keep killing the puppies. Join Jeff if you haven't yet. Sigs and squads. Maybe we'll get some paladins. Maybe we'll get some vultures. Maybe we'll get to kill those 160 plus pappy dreads that they brought right into our tantrum radius. Thank you for coming. We will see you next week.